It's Wednesday afternoon, time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. And John LeBlanc, the CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Glad to be with you on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon.
It is nice. It's chilly, but, you know, we like that this time of year. It's hot long enough. I enjoy this, but, you know, some people don't even like it this cool, but I think it's great. Small Business Saturday, a very, very important day. Small business has a really tremendous impact on communities, not just financially, but also as far as the community spirit is concerned.
Oh, absolutely, Scoot. You know, our small business owners are our friends and our family members, our neighbors. And they all contribute to the thriving communities that we have across this great city. I mean, whether it's, you know, uptown, downtown, French Quarter, Bywater, or anywhere, you know, the backbone of those areas are the small businesses that operate.
Yeah, I think about all the small businesses on Metairie Road, and Metairie Road is really not that long, but there are a lot of small businesses on Metairie Road.
No, could you imagine Metairie Road or even Magazine Street or Frenchman or even the French Quarter without the small business?
Yeah, no.
Without our local small businesses, I think we would look more like Dallas than anything else. Not to insult Dallas, but
well, go ahead and insult Dallas.
Small businesses, you know, the small businesses contribute to the character of our neighborhoods and our city.
And John, is it still the case? There was a time, and I think it's still the case, that collectively small businesses have a bigger impact on the economy than all the major large corporations in the country.
Oh, absolutely. There's a economic multiplier that community developers look at quite frequently. And what that says is, you know, for every dollar spent in a retail environment, roughly another 45 cents stays in the community as additional economic activity when you shop at a local retailer. When you shop at a big box or a national store, about 15 cents is added to the economy. So the economic benefit is really three times greater shopping locally. And if, you know, you think about it, you know, these are things like, you know, local suppliers for restaurants and retailers and the wages that the employees are spending locally and the tax revenue that's generated locally. So big advantage. And probably most importantly, jobs. You're creating local jobs. And you know, I think all these things added together contribute to promoting entrepreneurship in the area. We need some new blood. We need new creative people to be willing to open new businesses in our community to help us
grow. And we might as well slip in there that, you know, Metairie Bank is always there to help small businesses continue or small businesses open up with a loan.
Oh, absolutely. We'd be glad to sit down and speak to anyone that's has an idea. Just maybe it's just an idea and they want to work through the idea of maybe their retail store or restaurant or whatever type of business it is. We'd be glad to sit down and work with them. But can't say enough about local businesses and the importance, not just during the holiday season, but, you know, it might be a little easier during the holiday season. If we're out shopping for a present, pick one day and maybe shop local. I think it'll go a long ways to making an economic difference in the city. And the other thing is you don't necessarily have to leave your house anymore. Many of our local businesses, local stores, shops have websites now where you can maybe order their goods online. So, you know, it used to be, you know, just the big box stores that had online shopping capability. Check out your small businesses and see if they're have that service available. I'm sure most of them do.
And John, I like that you brought up adding to the spirit of the community. There's something about that, you know, that focus on small businesses and the special attention you get from small businesses that really does contribute to the community spirit.
Oh, whether it's a restaurant or a bar or a retailer, some type of shop, you know, quite often they're the heart and soul of that community. They're going to be involved in, you know, the civic organizations, might be a carnival club in that area, might be a school board or something. They are vested in those areas and they make a huge difference and they generate the character of the community.
John, I want to slip this in before we let you go. Are you confident about the direction of the stock market right now?
Confident? I'm not sure confidence is the word I'll okay. use, but I think we take it
happy,
day by day.
Temporarily happy?
Temporarily happy, yes. We'll go with that.
All right. Yeah. Well, hopefully it continues, but, you know, as you know, you don't ever know. John, I appreciate you being with us, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Scoot, and I hope everybody can go out and support local businesses during the holidays.
It's a great idea. We'll even remind people about that coming up to this weekend. John LeBlanc is CEO of Metairie Bank. John, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scoot.
All right, Scoot on the Air, Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL.